AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. There's still no escaping winter in the normally sunny South. National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Peterson says the lower Mississippi Valley experienced snow and icing from a storm that's heading east.
Producing several inches of snow, or doesn't normally snow all that much across much of southwestern Tennessee, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, and far northern Georgia.
This Alabama driver says even though he has an SUV, he's still worried about making it home 30 miles in the snow.
We'll see. It's going to be a long walk. 30 minute can drive can turn into a long walk.
The armed men who abducted an American missionary this week in Nigeria are said to be demanding a ransom of nearly $300,000.
The Reverend Phyllis Sorter's sponsoring denomination, the Free Methodist Church, says she was kidnapped Monday by five armed men. Nigerian police confirmed the ransom demand, but a longtime friend, Ohio pastor Brenda Young, believes Sorter would not want a ransom to be paid for her release.
I think that she would feel that it would embolden people to do the same thing.
A Nigerian police official investigating the abduction said the general belief there is that Americans can afford to pay ransoms, but added that he hopes Sorter's family won't negotiate with the kidnappers. I'm Steve Coleman.
The Senate has voted to move forward on a bill to fund the Homeland Security Department days ahead of a threatened partial agency shutdown. Senators of both parties overwhelmingly signaled their support for funding the department without including contentious immigration provisions. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure it passes by an overwhelming vote. I think virtually every Democrat will vote for that.
But the fate of the bill is unclear in the House. Police have found the body of a 20-day-old baby boy in a swampy region near the Sacramento River in Northern California. This is AP Radio News. Morgan Stanley reaches an agreement with the feds over mortgages.
The settlement makes Morgan Stanley the latest Wall Street bank to reach a settlement with federal authorities following the billions paid by J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup. The bank says in a regulatory filing, the $2.6 billion will go to resolve certain claims the Justice Department intended to bring against Morgan Stanley related to its mortgage division. Morgan Stanley says the agreement has not been finalized and could fall through. I'm Ross Simpson.
With a 15-point gain Wednesday, the Dow Industrials managed another record-high close, even as other market indexes edged lower. Lady Gaga has a new gig. She's joining the cast of American Horror Story, fifth season of that FX series, when it returns in October. She said the name of the show's new season is American Horror Story Hotel. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.